These days, when people are short on cash, they head for an ATM, and that's what more and more criminals are doing. But they're not just withdrawing a few bucks. As NBC's Don Teague will show us, they're stealing the whole machine.
It happens so fast, surveillance cameras are usually the only witnesses. Thieves, armed with a stolen vehicle, crash through the front of a store and grab the automated teller machine inside. In Dallas, ATM smash and grabs are skyrocketing, 8 in January, after 77 here last year.
It may just be that they feel it's a little easier for them. Go steal a car and go find a store that's got a big window on it.
The latest brazen burglary at this liquor store.
I am angry, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's happened everywhere.
Everywhere, the only thing between criminals and thousands of dollars is a plate glass window.
Experts say there are several reasons ATM smash and grabs are on the rise, but the bottom line is this. Driving a car through a window like that is easy money.
And a lot of it. Criminals have learned freshly stocked ATMs are a jackpot.
I think you could be upwards of $25,000.
So it's
some serious money.
Stealing an ATM is considered a simple burglary, where robbing a bank is a federal crime. And moving the machine away from the window doesn't always help.
They drove through the front window and then turned left, drove along the front of the store by the cash registers, and then rammed the ATM, which was in the wall at the office.
Still, sometimes the bad guys lose. They got this store's ATM, but
it was empty. I know that for sure.
For today, Don Teague, NBC News, Dallas.